From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Tonight, President Bush talks to the country in his State of the Union address. In a couple of minutes, we'll hear how he's used that opportunity in the past. First, we'll hear from some people in Kansas about how they'd like him to use it tonight. Late last week, I was in Topeka, the state capital, and I asked people, what do you want to hear the president say in his annual address? Well, most of all, they told me they want him to say something about the war in Iraq. Some supported the war, some didn't. But when do the troops come home was the question many wanted answered. Newspaper man Dick Boyd of the Norton Daily Telegram wants the president to do a better job of promoting this country's successes in Iraq.
Just to reiterate that, yes, we are doing well, and the Iraqi people have made us heroes, our soldiers heroes over there, and they love having us there, and we are making progress.
When people in Topeka weren't talking about Iraq, they turned to issues of money, welfare, and health. Sandy McAdams works for the Kansas Department of Health and Environment.
Is Medicare still going to be around when I'm ready for it?
Been following the drug plan and what's happened with it?
I haven't really been following the drug plan all that closely. However, I have a mother-in-law who is, under the Medicare plan, and we're trying to figure out which of the 41 plans we have to decide on.
24-year-old Jeff Brandenburg is laid off from a job with a moving company in the town of Eudora, Kansas.
Try to help people find some better jobs around here because he's worried about everything else in other countries, but not here.
Kay Rucker is retired. When I asked her what the president should say in the State of the Union address, she immediately snapped, "Get out of Iraq." And then she turned to domestic issues.
Get our economy going again and not have all our car dealers going down the drain.
Another Kansan, 26-year-old Angela Parkhurst, was in the military until 3 years ago. Her husband still is. She wants the president to provide answers tonight in his annual address.
What I'm interested in hearing him say is what his plans are for getting the troops home from Iraq. We can't just pick up and leave. We've got to maintain some kind of mission over there. But I've also heard rumor of them turning it to a duty station almost like Korea. And, if there's any intention and things like that, or, what their long-term plans are, basically.
Eric Peterson is a local radio sportscaster. What does he want to hear about tonight?
Tax reform, maybe not necessarily tax cuts, although I personally think that's a fairly good idea too, but at least, getting things reformed so that the system is easier for both the consumer and also the government to be able to live within the means that they set for themselves.
The Iraq War was high on Sue Williams' mind. She's in her 60s and uses a wheelchair because she has arthritis in her knees. No words by George Bush could comfort her. She says the country has declined.
I would like to hear him say that we had more jobs, and I'd like to see things get back to normal.
When were things last normal, by the way?
I don't know. I remember back in the 50s when it seemed like it was very normal.
Then there's Ginger Heftley, who's also in her 60s. I asked her, what should the president say about the State of the Union?
I think the State of the Union is just fine. I think he's doing a good job.
What do you think he should urge the Congress and the nation to do when he addresses us?
Be patient. We'll get there. We need to stick with the war in Iraq. Get it finished. We need to stay for the long haul.
And in terms of domestic affairs, the economy, what would you like to hear him say?
Buy American. Help the victims of all the natural disasters. Be generous.
People in Topeka, Kansas, talking last Friday about what they'd like to hear in the State of the Union address.